You're listening to Brain Busta Radio.
Welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. And here's your host, Conrad Cushman.
Hey everyone, Wilford from Wilford Watches Podcast, and you're listening to Everything Pro Wrestling.
This is the Retrosexual Anthony Green, and if you're listening to my voice right now, that means you must be tuning into Brain Buster Radio.
Look in my eyes for my mistake. I'm on the grind 25-8. Money on my mind, that's how I play. If you got it now, this what I say. Hold up, hold up, hold up, wait. Hold up, hold up, hold up,
Welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. And I'm your host, Conrad Cushman. And with me today, I have Monteezy from the Swerve City Podcast. Teezy, what's going on, brother?
Hey, man. Thank you, man. I'm definitely happy to be on the podcast, man. And, you know, I see this following your social media, man, seeing what you're doing. So when you hit me up, man, you were down, man. They get me on the show, man. I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. And we've got a bunch of other guests lined up within the next coming weeks. And we're going to kick it off with you. Swerve City Podcast is actually a podcast you do with someone famous. Do you want to tell the people about it?
Yeah, man. If you guys look on YouTube for the Swerve City Podcast, this me and my bro, Isaiah Scott, formerly known as Shane Strickland, and WWE just recently signed with NXT. If you guys can check him out, you guys know him as Shane Strickland, but recently, once again, changed to Isaiah Swerve Scott. So make sure you guys tune in our show each and every week, man. Actually, each and every other week now. But yeah, man, that's what I do the podcast with.
Yeah, you guys are super, super busy with everything that you guys have going on, and everything's been changing rapidly for you guys as far as success. So I'm happy to see you guys succeeding. Always good to see another podcast in the wrestling community doing well. I'm going to give you kind of some interview questions. I wrote some things down. So let's just go through some of this and you just give me your responses.
Absolutely.
First thing I have for you is, how did you become interested in pro wrestling? When did this all start for you?
Actually, good question. I've been a pro wrestling fan since I was about 1992, I'm 88, so 5 years old. I initially became a wrestling fan. My first interview that I remember watching was WrestleMania 8. WrestleMania 8 with Macho Man Randy Savage versus Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan versus Kid Justin. One of my favorite matches of all time, Bret Hart versus Roddy Piper. Bret Hart's my goal of all time. That's my favorite of all time. I grew up very vividly, remember watching the VHS tapes. I know that's how I'm kind of dated. I'm only 30, but you see how much time has passed now that, you know, you're not even watching VHS tapes anymore. But, I've been a wrestler since I was 5 years old. I've just been hooked. Honestly, now, I don't keep up with the process as much as I used to because I'm so busy. I do watch NXT, not as much of the main roster as I used to, unless it's people that I personally know, Cedric Alexander, people I really support. But I've been a wrestling fan that long, man. So going on 25 years now.
That is tremendous. And you know what's weird? We're about the same age, because when people ask me, my first pay-per-view that I remember ordering was WrestleMania 8. So we're basically almost the same age, too, once you said the year and everything else. So it all makes sense. The only difference is I am a Shawn Michaels guy, not Bret Hart. Bret Hart was my brother's favorite. So that's funny.
Absolutely. You know, I talk to a lot of people, and Shawn Michaels is my number two. So it's like, for me, it's always been this way. It's been Bret, Shawn, Macho, Taker, and Flair. And then Austin and Rock after that. But I've always been a fan of Flair from the mid-80s, late 70s time. Huge fan of Taker. I'm a huge Macho Man guy, Macho King, whatever, anything Macho Man, I love Shawn and Flair.
Now, TZ, I'm going to ask you something kind of a spinoff of this. Do you feel like wrestling kind of grew up with you? Because I know you said that you watched it for a little bit. How I've always described it is when I was a kid, we kind of grew up in the golden era of pro wrestling. It was cool to watch it as a kid. Then new generation came around and you're starting to fade out a little bit. And then all of a sudden you become like a teenager, attitude era hits, and you're back into it again. Like it's never left your life. And you kind of, you know, go through high school and it's still cool to watch Ruthless Aggression, Attitude Era. And then probably right around the time I started college, I'm starting to say like, I don't know if I care about this as much anymore. And who's this dude? Why are they doing this? And we're kind of in this rut that we're in now with professional wrestling. Would you say it was the same way for you?
Yes, I would say that. I would say that I've gone through periods of time in wrestling. I was not the guy. I've always been loyal to wrestling. I've gone through phases where I haven't watched it much due to the current product I wasn't a fan of or things I've gone through in life. I can give you a perfect example. The whole WrestleMania year, of WrestleMania 27, that whole year when The Rock was the host and John Cena is, I missed that whole year. I didn't even watch the WrestleMania. I just wasn't watching wrestling at that time due to me not being really a big fan of the product at the time. And also I had life things going on. Just had a son, so a lot of things changed, but but majority of my life I've been a fan. You know, it's been kind of weird for me now because I'm in the business now doing commentary, theme songs, you name it. So my perspective on wrestling has kind of changed. I try to remain a fan, of course, at all costs. But yeah, man, I could say wrestling has gone up and down with me in certain moods, certain things in life, certain wrestlers I've grown up with, certain wrestlers is like I feel like raised me. And their characters, like a Macho Man, kind of like raised me and through television on how to be an entertainer. So I would definitely say so, yes.
All right. You answered the next question about who were some of your favorites earlier. So let's get into how did you get involved into this podcasting world of Swerve City? And you do some other things too. How did you get involved into this type of world?
Well, in 2014, I made a song for Roman Reigns, if you guys haven't. If you guys just know me through the podcast, I've been making theme songs for wrestlers and the independents for the past 5 years. A lot of my generation of people I've made music for now have gotten signed. And a lot of people who are on the come up as well have made music for. But ACH, I mean, Moose, you name it, I've made theme songs for tons of people in independent. Shane Taylor right now for Ring of Honor.
Shout out to Shane Taylor.
I've made a lot of music for a lot of those people right now that's currently in rotation. So it first started with me making music, doing the music part of things, making theme songs. I've been doing that for the past 5 years. And I can say 2 years ago, I booked an interview with Swerve, just, you know, hit him up, said, hey, I want to interview you for my show. And, I pay you for your time. We did business and we did interview. If you go to the Swerve City YouTube page, actually, you go to Title Match Network, you go to our former Pimp & Share channel, Swerve City, pimpandshare.com, / Swerve City Podcast. If you go there, you'll see the interview that I did with him a couple of years ago. We didn't know each other from the Lake of Woods. We just did the interview. After that, he invited me to do a podcast together. We didn't know each other very well. We just knew of each other. I've always been a big fan of him. The first time I met Shane was 2015, well, Isaiah now. 2015, first time I met Isaiah. And we have, you know, we've been boys since. We grew up to be brothers. That's one of my best friends now. I'll take a bullet for that man. So we started doing the podcast. We first had a show called Swerve Talk. If you guys go to High Spots Network, Swerve Talk, directed by Sammy Callahan. We had LAX, we had OVE, we had so many guests on the show. And then when Sammy left to move back to Ohio from Florida, we started our own show. So we started Swerve City Podcast. And, you know, that has been our thing for the past year. Travel the world, went to Cali, Seattle. I mean, you name it. We've toured the world doing this podcast. So being able to work with my bro and have him put me on in so many ways. I mean, he's opened so many doors for me. And now, you know, to be able to interview, you know, WWE talent every 2 weeks, it's a blessing. So, I mean, and there's a lot of things that I can, opportunities I can have for myself by doing this. So, you know, who knows what a hold for the podcast. I mean, who knows? But there's a lot happening. I'll tell you that much. There's a lot of things in the works with the Swerve Sissy podcast and WWE.
Yeah, that sounds like some really interesting and good stuff that you've got going on. I did see the clip that you guys had up with the Street Profits, and I absolutely love the little pieces that were put together of it. I don't know if the whole thing's out yet, but I saw the little pieces of it, and the Street Profits always seem like they're really cool dudes. So they're sitting there talking with you guys, and I'm just listening to them, and it seems like it's a real cool interview. And you're asking questions, but when the piano comes out and I hear him playing it, I laugh so hard because the moment he started playing the piano, I believe it was Montez Ford, TZ, he started playing like, it sounded like Alicia Keys, If I Ain't Got You, and you all started singing it. And I was laughing because I was thinking the same thing right before you guys started that. So that interview looks really dope, man.
Absolutely. You guys, if you go to YouTube, go to Swerve Sissy Podcast. You guys can just type in Swerve Sissy Podcast, and you know the episode will be releasing tomorrow morning Eastern Time around 11 a.m. Eastern Time. You guys can check that out. 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 Eastern, 10 p.m. Central, 10 a.m. Central. Excuse me. Me, Demetrius Scott, Montesi Scott, Isaiah Scott, formerly known as Swerve. Shane Strickland and Ariel Monroe. We're dropping that interview with the Street Profits at 11 a.m. tomorrow on YouTube. So, you know, it was a hilarious episode. Also, there's a surprise. If you guys were looking at the news feed, Bianca Blair was in attendance as well. She was not on the podcast, but she was there showing love and to her wonderful husband, Montez. So make sure you guys check that out. Bianca did pull up to the studio as well. She was there during the interview. So tomorrow it will be out 11 a.m. Once again, you guys can check that out, man. Those are hilarious episodes. Those two guys are really good people.
Now make sure you guys go and check that out with the NXT Tag Team Champions. And I think it's going to be something that looks really excellent. If you guys go check out the preview clips on their YouTube channel, excellent, excellent stuff. Now I want to switch the gears off of pro wrestling a little bit. So music wise, you're influenced by hip hop, correct?
Mainly. I have other genres I listen to as well, but that was, I would say hip hop, R&B, and rock would be my main three passions, yes.
Okay. Now I gotta ask you, who are some of your influencers when you were creating music and stuff? Who gave you that passion to want to get into the music world of pro wrestling?
Wow. It's been a good question, very good question. It has been weird for me. My influences are weird in a way where, as far as songwriting, wrestling theme songs, anyone, it could have been Drowning Pool, Saliva, it could have been Ice-T, it could have been Snoop Dogg, anyone who did a wrestling theme, a lot of times were my favorites. I just like the format of making theme songs for people. During these past 5 years, has been being one of the being arguably the top guy in the independents as far as hip-hop, making music for people, and traveling the world, performing at these places has been awesome, you know? And to see the guy wrestling Florida side wave through it for WWE has been great. And to see people come out and really show what their talents are has been awesome. So, you know, shout out to my guy Megaran as well, who's been doing things for WWE people. I mean, you name it. So that's really my inspiration to seeing everybody come together and do that as far as music style. As far as the hip-hop side, I'm a big Nas guy. Nas, JB, 50 Cent, Outkast, huge Outkast guy, Scarface.
Mm.
I like T.I. I've always been a big Exhibit fan. I feel Exhibit's very underrated from the West Coast. The Game, I mean, you name it, man. I've always been Lloyd Banks, Talib Kweli is probably one of the reasons I rap to this day. If you guys don't know who Talib Kweli is, he's one of the best lyricists to ever do it. So yeah, man, my inspirations all over the place. Also, I have inspirations from, you know, Dave Matthews Band, Red Hot Chili Peppers. Who else? Otis Redding, Marvin Gaye. I mean, I don't even do rock music or sing, but those people just give me the inspiration. Stevie Wonder. I mean, you made the Michael Jackson, Janet Jackson, a whole lot of legends, man.
Now, walk me through the process of creating a song for somebody. You're given a character that's put in front of you, and from looking at others, it seems like it's not always the easiest process. I mean, do you come up with songs before and then you try to fit them to a character, or are you more so, okay, well, what is this guy? Who is he going to be? And this is how I should see him. Okay, let me start writing this for him.
That's how I did it. When I started creating this formula 5 years ago, a lot of it has been, okay, what's your signature moves? Let me see some matches of you. Let me feel like what you do. Let me see what you do. And let me take this to a level of where I can take it. And it's hard because this is the thing. Shout out to everybody who does it. I think, like, let's say a Josiah for a Russell LaFleur, for example, and he does the remixes of the songs. And I think that's a good template. I think that's a dope template of how he does it. And that's amazing. And for him to be out this past year doing that is a dope idea. And it obviously got him far doing it with the imagery and everything. It's tougher, though, when it's original music and you're just kind of starting from scratch and there's kind of like no template, because you have to make the beats according to what they like and just kind of wing it. And it's very, very tough at times because you don't know their music, what they, you know, you might know the music that they like, but your beat selection kind of has to be on point and you have to start everything from scratch. So a lot of it is very, very, it's very tedious. It's very tedious. Yeah, I have a team of producers I work with. They send me music. I have beats that I run through for days. Sometimes it's, man, a lot of the wrestlers think that this can get done in like a week or two. Sometimes it takes 2 months, bro. They have to write music. Sometimes it takes 2 months. Sometimes it'll take 2 weeks. It just really, really depends on what they want. And doing this for 5 years, I've developed my own little formula on how I do it. And it's been awesome, man. I have a song for the Tate Twins coming for ROH. We're still behind the scenes working on, if people follow my social media, at TG Scott, on all things Instagram, Twitter, things of that nature, you'll see that I am making a song for Sammy Guevara for AEW. So, man, it's just a different formula, bro. It takes some time, and it's a formula that I love, but, you know, it definitely can be difficult because everybody's musical ear is different.
I hear that, Montezy. Like, I think of it's got to be difficult, too, to do things for guys like Rich Swann. Now, for a long time, if you guys followed him on the independents, we all know Rich Swann came out to All Night Long. And when Rich Swann would come out to that song, that's what people wanted to expect and see. And I feel like a lot of people tried to make like kind of remixes to that or something that sounded similar to it so that he could dance, get down, do his thing a little bit, get in the ring, and then show off his skills. That's got to be tough, too, when you get stuck with the stigma of I'm used to this guy having this song similar to Tommy Dreamer with Man in the Box and Alice in Chains. You can't reproduce that song sometimes, and you can't use that on a television program. So then you have to rethink of something else that's similar to it, and sometimes it's not the same, and people kind of, is there one song that you're particularly proud of for all the work that you put into it? Is there one that just stands out like, man, I really did my thing on this one?
Wow, good question. If there's one theme song that I've made for... Honestly, to be honest with you, that is like a theme song that is used to very, very proud of. Is the song Swerve I made for Isaiah. At the time, he was rock going as Shane Strickland. About a year and a half ago, I did a song called Swerve, and he used that for a long time when he was still going to certain promotions instead of Shaka Khan music. So he took that song and ran with it everywhere. Every major promotion in the Indies, he ran with it. Evolve, I mean, Defy Wrestling, MLW. My music is, basically in a nutshell, because of him and that song, my music has played at every major wrestling promotion except WWE. It's played in New Japan, it's played everywhere. If it's not WWE, my music has debuted or played at that event, at a wrestling company's event, in a major and independent. So, thanks to him, I was able to do that. So, I'm very, very proud of that one, because it was the most difficult one I ever had to make. Because Shane, at the time, when he was going by Shane Strickland, Isaiah Scott now, he has a very, very, very different ear. So he hears music different. He's like a music producer, the way he thinks. He's like a Pharrell in a way. He's very tedious in what he likes. So it took me about 5 months to do that song. I haven't worked on a song that particular in a long time. People loved it. Came out great. So if you guys now go to Montez, type in Swerve. It's still available on iTunes now. Check it out. Featuring Zai Hyros, singing the girl singing the hook. And also be on the lookout too, because we got some more music coming with me and him as well as a group. So.
That's tough, man. A lot of people probably don't know this, so I'll drop this little gem in here too. I used to rap too, previously before this, like in high school and stuff like that. I kind of fell out of the passion and got more so back into the pro wrestling side of things. And it's very different. And if you actually ever go back and try to find some of my old stuff, you'll hear so many wrestling references in it. You'll probably start laughing and be like, oh, I should have known that this dude rapped. It's really good stuff, and I know what you're talking about too. I'm very particular about how I do things, even with the podcast. I try to perfect things, even though sometimes they can't be perfected. Like when I'm doing a phone interview with you doing this, I know that there could be a flub. I may mess up a word or something, but I always go back, even if I don't think it sounded right. I'm like, do it again, another take, over and over and over again. So I completely understand how you say something could take a few extra months or somebody wants it a particular way. It's just tough, man. Tough when you're an artist and you want it to be perfection. Now, are you like the lyrical man? Are you the beats man? Are you both? Montezzi? Did I lose you?
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I'm sorry, Mark. Your phone was breaking up. My phone was breaking up at the very last part. Did you ask a question? I apologize.
Yeah, yeah. I was just asking if you are the lyrics man as well, or are you just the beats?
I'm mainly the songwriter. I do all the lyrics. I write all my own raps. I'm more of a believer in the songwriter. I do believe in collaboration and sharing ideas. I realize I don't have all the ideas in the world. And sometimes to avoid overthinking, overdrive, it's best to sometimes listen to someone else's advice for a song. I'm a believer in working together, but I have to put my pen to it because I just feel authentically better than I did it. Authentically better than I did it. So I have to write it, bro, but I'm mainly the lyricist part of it, and working with Isaiah, he's more of a producer here. He's more of the producer. So when me, him, and I work on our group music together, that's what we do. I'm more of the writer. He's more of the hook guy, the catchy, the cadence guy. So that's how my process of music works. I have to be the writer.
Okay. And one last question before we get into a little break from our sponsors for Brain Buster Radio. What is the one thing that you wish you could like put into a song for anybody? Let me change that. Who's one person that if you could write a song for, you know that you could write a banger for? It could be from any company, any era. If they just said, give me this guy, I got a song for him and I can make it money, I promise you. Who would you pick?
Well, I'm a guy that is loyal to who's loyal to me. That's just kind of the guy I am. Usually it changed, I pick older people, younger people, legends and stuff like that. But honestly, if they gave the man the right push and they let me do Cedric Alexander's theme, bro, it'll be a wrap.
Mm.
It'll be a wrap. Just because I know that's my friend and, I know his story. And if he got that right opportunity to get that right opportunity, Intercontinental Champion, U.S. Champion, or whatever, and I had the right music behind him, it'd be a wrap. No disrespect to what he uses now, not really a big fan of it, but, you know, I would definitely love to do it, definitely.
Yeah, I think Cedric is someone who is very underutilized right now. I shouldn't say that because I like the concept of that 24/7 championship, and I know he's kind of involved in that. But at the same token, he's really not shining from it. They're letting R-Truth particularly shine. But Cedric Alexander is amazing, and they really should use him in the ring more often. Same with Buddy Murphy. All those guys who came from 205 Live, they are really, really good. And I've been watching Cedric since his Ring of Honor days, and he could tear stuff up. So hopefully he does get the opportunity to do that. And if WWE's listening out there, you got a guy who's willing to give him a song if you want to give him a push. I'm just throwing it out there. But we'll be right back with Montesi. We're going to take a quick break after our word from our sponsors. Then we're going to come back and we'll have him answer a few more questions before we get out of here.
Everything Pro Wrestling, it's your boys. From the Everything College Basketball Podcast and Facebook group, I'm Josh Burton, letting you all know that if you like the college game, that there's only one spot to come find all you need to know.
Yep, Josh, Peyton, and myself, Tyler, we are the three voices of ECB Podcast and Facebook group. Peyton, tell them where they can find us and listen to us at.
Well, Tyler, you can find us on Anchor, Spotify, iTunes, Google Podcasts, and all other podcast hosting sites. Also, go join our Facebook group, facebook.com/groups/everythingcollegebasketball.
So if you want everything you need to know about the collegiate game or have a passion for it, there's only one spot that you need to check out on a weekly basis or a daily basis with the Facebook group. That's Everything College Basketball. Now let's get back to Conrad informing you on everything pro wrestling and the workings around it.
Brother.
Hey everyone, David Conrad here, owner of the Gorilla Position Wrestle Store. We're an online store headquartered in San Antonio, Texas, bringing you the best and original wrestling shirts, accessories, collectibles, and more. We're glad to be partnering with Brainbuster Radio, and to thank them and to thank you, we're offering 10% off all purchases with the coupon code BRAINBUSTA. That's BRAINBUSTA. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram under @GPWrestleStore. Or check out our website, www.gpwrestlestore.com. Remember, when you want the best wrestling experience, you got to hang out in Gorilla Position.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and we are back with Montesi of the Swerve City Podcast. We've been talking about how he became interested in pro wrestling, some of his favorites in pro wrestling, how he got involved in podcasting, the music world, and more. Now, I want to ask you a question more so along the realm of pro wrestling here. What minority wrestlers had an influence on you?
Great question, man. Eddie Guerrero, definitely one. Rey Mysterio, definitely one. The Rock. Kofi Kingston, current WWE champion.
What a moment that was at WrestleMania, right?
Say that again?
I said, what a moment that was at WrestleMania. I watched that video with MVP and Shad Gaspar, where they were like kind of choked up after he won it. That was a great moment.
Absolutely, man. You know, it's just, you know, the opportunities would come for the secondary heavyweight title, but not the prestige main company heavyweight championship. So for it to be him, and for it to be, you know, a full-blooded African-American man, says a lot, you know, and no disrespect to anyone else, The Rock or anyone else, because he's a black man as well, but just someone that is with our pigment and as dark as us, and, you know, an African-American of descent that is, you know, that looks like us is just, man, it was an amazing moment, and it made a lot of us happy, man, and I'm just happy. And I hope he isn't the last person to have that opportunity.
And the beautiful part of
it. I hope he retires with it.
I don't know if that's going to happen. I'm worried about Shane McMahon rumors already with that. But I really feel like it's going to be something we see in video packages later on from kids who grow up and they start doing pro wrestling, that they're going to say that moment changed my life, making me know that I could become a pro wrestler. I was a big fan of him getting the belt. I have been a Kofi Kingston fan since I've seen him on ECW. So good for Kofi. Happy to see him get that. Did you have any more people that you had for influence?
Let me take for a quick second. I know there's a few more people.
Because you touched on
it.
No, go ahead.
Honestly, it was very short. It was a very short run. And it didn't last very long. Minus Farouk. Farouk was great. But I was a big Ahmed Johnson guy growing up. I loved Ahmed. I loved Ahmed Johnson. And now prior to, I didn't know I didn't know something about work rate and stuff. I didn't know he was a big black dude that was powerful as heck. Mark Henry. But I loved Ahmed. Like, for those, that year, that like debut year in 96 he had was dope.
That Pearl River Plunge, bro. That was where it was at the time. Ahmed wasn't bad. I think Vince really liked Ahmed and wanted to make him his champion at one point, too. I think things just changed during certain time periods with him, and then he kind of just flaked out to him.
Absolutely.
Now, I wanted to ask you this. Today, are there some people that we didn't mention that you think that could influence this next generation that maybe some younger fans aren't watching? Because I know we have a lot of young listeners on Brainbuster Radio. Do you think that there are some guys who maybe they haven't seen yet that could be big influences as minorities in the pro wrestling scene?
Yes, Desmond Xavier from Impact Wrestling, minority superstar, one of the dopest in the world. Trey Miguel, they both were the Rascals on Impact. Myron Reed is the truth, man. Myron Reed's one of the best young black wrestlers in the independents right now. You got Isaiah Wolf. You have the British Wolf. You got, oh, man, so many guys in the independents that are on their way up right now. Urban Legend. You got Mel Cottrell, a veteran from CZW. You got Ron Hunt from RWA in Pennsylvania. I mean, so many guys, minority guys, are on their way up and on the come up to becoming what they're becoming now is just, you know, it's just awesome. So look out for those guys. I believe that there's some people, I believe, you know, shout out to the Street Profits, you know, in years what they'll be able to accomplish. Cedric Alexander, Isaiah, I mean, a lot of guys in the minorities that are getting major opportunities and can carry that torch, you know, when Kofi is ready to pass it. Then either he passes it or it's going to be taken from him, hopefully by another one of our culture. But, you know, it is going to be, you know, those are some names for everyone to look out for.
There's a lot of talent out there in pro wrestling, and hopefully you're just not limiting yourself to WWE only. A lot of great names were mentioned. Make sure you guys look them up. Check out their work on YouTube, wherever you can find them. Impact Wrestling, some of those names. Check them out. You know what? I'm going to skip to the game that I usually like to play. I like to do like this little word association game. You kind of give me an answer. For you, though, some of the answers may be a little bit longer. So I kind of want to get your thoughts on some certain things, if you don't mind me asking you some questions. And we'll kind of just run through them real quick.
Sure, man. No problem.
All right. Best wrestling themes. You can give more than one answer for this one.
Stone Cold, Steve Austin, and Brock Lesnar.
Hmm. Now, what do you love about them? Is it the glass break? Is it the guitar riff with Lesnar in the beginning?
I just think both of those are just the two best high impact. And Undertaker right after that, obviously, for different reasons. But I think Undertaker has the best entrance of all time. But I think music is Stone Cold, Steve Austin. I think his music is the best theme song. That, Brock Lesnar, and Hollywood Rock is some of the best theme music. Hollywood Rock, heel rock music is just, oh my God. Yeah.
Now,
the whole theme, though, the glass shattered, it's just the catchiest. You know what it is. Everybody knows it. It sounds like a Rage Against the Machine song. It's like a mix of hip hop and rap. The best mixture that anybody can like. I mean, if you was a rapper, you can rap to it. If you were a rock star, you can sing to it. I mean, it's just, the best theme Jim Johnson ever made, and I believe the best theme song.
Now, when you say Undertaker's theme, there are multiple Undertaker's themes. Is there a particular one that you like? Are you like a fan of the original? Are you a Biker Taker?
A lot of people like Biker Taker because you're going to play music stuff. I like it. I mean, I like it a lot. I mean, I loved it. I mean, Undertaker always had a great year. I mean, the Roland version was in Biscuit, but I have to say the music he comes out to now, just the slow organ, that music, yeah, I think that is the greatest re-edition. Early 90s Taker music was okay. It was good. But I have to say, like, the 07 to now period, just the way that music has been the same, and, you know, it's definitely dope. I like the Ministry. Ministry music is very underrated. The one where he's talking in tongues at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. I love that one with the guitar.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That is probably, like, as far as his best one, with, like, everything that it includes, I think that's the best one he's ever had. But just the classic one he comes out to now is probably just the most recognizable one, probably the one he would choose. But the Corporate Ministry one is probably his best produced one.
I hear that.
The Ministry of Darkness one.
Okay. Underrated theme.
The most underrated theme song of all time that nobody really...
Nobody talks about it, but you like it.
Good. One. Give me a second here. I don't get asked this much. Could it be current, past, or...
Anything.
Doesn't matter.
This is your show, brother.
You know what's underrated? DDP's WWE music.
Oh, you like that one?
I like it, yo. It's me. It's DDP. I like that. A lot of people didn't, but I thought it was good. It was, you know, the hard riff. I like that. What's another one? I'll give another one, too. What's another good one? Ezekiel Jackson's was good.
I listened to that at the gym sometimes. I had that on the other day when I was bench pressing. Rocking out.
Yeah, that is good. This domination skill and concentration.
And you know where the beat comes from for that one, right? Remember the Brawl for All theme when they would come out?
Yeah.
That's the Brawl for All theme in the background.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Next one, I got ECW here. Like, give me your thoughts on ECW, what you liked about it or didn't like.
I think ECW was ahead of its time, but I think there's only so much that kind of wrestling can flourish before it kind of runs its course. I think that's why I like things that involve, like, deathmatch wrestling or anything that violent can be done as spurts, because if you see it too often, you'll kind of grow numb to it. I think that's the only bad thing about ECW, was the fact that it started to become routine. So when guys are doing these crazy spots and stuff like that, they just become numb to it. I think that in moderation is pretty dope. But I think overall, it did a lot of good. It gave a lot of people an opportunity. It was like underground hip hop or wrestling. You know, they found some of the best talent in the world, from Ray to Chris Jericho, I mean, Dean Malenko, Too Cold Scorpio, RVD, who's still probably the most flexible, athletic guy I've ever seen ever wrestle. You've got Jerry Lynn, because everybody wasn't meant to be WWE guys, at least immediately. People haven't developed. That's why so very few people flourished when they left ECW and went to WWE. You think of RVD, Chris Jericho, who was in WCW, but Mick Foley. There's probably a few.
Mm-hmm.
So I think only a few could probably become genuine stars. But I also believe that it did good. It was good. It ran its course, though. When it ended, it should have ended. That's what I'll say.
All right. Wrestle and Flow.
This is, you know, a lot of people get asked about it a lot. Actually, I started to because people see me kind of like the generation before him, the time before him. So everybody might ask me if someone was there before he came out. I think that young man is going to be looking at everything he's doing in his totality. I think he deserves to be where he is. I believe he's done everything the right way. I believe that he has the look. He has the personality. He has the talent of a star. I believe that there are certain people for certain things. Like, when you think of, like, wrestling music, and you think about guys who have come in there, a lot of people from people inside the wrestling world, that's hip-hop, as Mega Ran, myself, and Wrestle and Flow. And I, you know, as being one of the pillars of this, I have to salute him, first of all, for having the vision, for remixing songs the right way, choosing the right songs to remix, for having visuals with it, dope visuals. The video that he edited himself was dope. I think that what he's doing now with WWE is going to really, really make him, you know, a stable point and break new ground for up-and-coming artists. So I'll put it in categories. I think when it comes to the template, the blueprint, is Mega Ran. I think when it comes to the independents, it's myself. And I think when it comes to WWE, the top of the line, it's definitely Josiah Williams. Definitely.
Okay. Best TV show theme song?
Oh, wow. Okay, I got a couple. There's a couple.
Okay.
So I can talk about this all day. Fresh Prince is up there.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Lawrence, Martin's team theme song. Living Single, the Cleveland Tifa Show. All of that from Nickelodeon. Doug, the cartoon Doug from Nickelodeon. Rugrats. Golden Girls
is raw, actually.
Golden Girls is dope. I would debate that in top five theme song shows, or top five of all time. Wild and Crazy Kids from Nickelodeon. What else? There's a bunch of them, bro. I mean, Bear in the Big Blue House from Disney was dope. I mean, so they were really creative. Creative theme songs made. Now let me ask you a question, because, you know, I don't know, I have to ask you this. Now, I don't know if you know, if you knew that I made music, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you knew that I did, or you just know me from the podcast. But what's your opinion? What's your opinion on theme songs from Josiah to Mega Rat to people that you heard? What is your opinion on that? And I like to ask fans too their opinion.
I think Wrestle and Flow was doing a really good job. I often wondered how he was getting involved into getting the theme songs licensed legally, because that's something that I'm sure a million other people have thought of, but I was more worried about, am I going to get a YouTube strike for doing a song like this? Or because I've heard Wale rap off of Razor Ramon's beat. I've listened to Dipset rap off of Goldust beat, actually. And it wasn't Dipset per se. I believe it was the Senate or someone else. I can't remember who it was. This is way back when they would rap off those beats. And I'm like, those beats are really dope, but can I use them? And I never thought that I was able to. But I love the hip hop movement being more so involved into the pro wrestling music. And I like the fact that it's gotten away. I don't want to sound mean. I don't like the mumble rap as much today. I call it like Dr. Seuss rap a little bit. I'm not a fan of that, but I respect that I'm hearing lyricism from a Wrestling Flow a little bit. Mega Ran, you guys are bringing actual lyrics to pro wrestling, and I like that. And I can get more so into those songs versus Amigos track that I hear on the radio that I'm just like, eh, okay. It's good beat. I get what it is, but it's not for me. So I can relate more so to the wrestling rap theme songs than what I hear on the radio these days.
I think that the way that he's, see, we all do things in different ways, like with this. So with somebody like myself, who does more of the original, from scratch, and the songwriting has a lot to do with it, and you have to be very, very particular with how you write theme songs and the way that he did it. Because when he first came out, I thought the same thing. I said, how is he able to do this and use the footage of Dirty D? Well, he didn't try to sell it. He just put his art to it and put it out there visually. He didn't try to, he sold his original music, but he never did anything legally to hurt himself. And WWE is very convenient now in what they let you do, even as a fan, as opposed to back then. They would strike anything back in the days. Now, there's, Triple H is back there, and, the world of social media, they have to become a little bit more lenient on what people are allowed to do. I believe that the vision is dope. I believe that, the petition is out there now. There's a lot of, I'll talk to you off air about some things, but there's some things in the work now with me, Wrestling Flow, and Mega Ran on the same record. So that is, that's going to be big for not only indie wrestling, not only for WWE, and not only for the guy who started all this in Mega Ran, as far as, guys who came and just started wrestling rap. There's other people, Wale and Westside Gunn and all guys who've done it normal, but as far as people who's, up the underground, who has come.
And shout out to Westside Gunn from my hood, Buffalo. reppin' with the voice.
Man, I'm from Queens, man. So, shout out to New York. Shout out to New York for doing that. Westside Gunn is definitely, he reminds me of that old school hip hop that I like. So,
And that could be part of my problem too, like I said, with that. I'm just an old school. I love New York rap. I'm a Jay-Z fan. Like, I'm just old. I just tell myself I'm old half the time now, and maybe I'm just not getting the new school rap as much. But
no, man. I mean, everybody's got their taste, man. And there's nothing wrong with going out on your sword on certain things. Now, I'll give the new music a chance. I'll give these young guys a chance. But if they're not saying anything, then I'll press that forward. It's nothing wrong with it. Like Common, probably my second most underrated rapper of all time that doesn't get his credit. Common said in the song of Sixth Sense, he said, "If I don't like it, I don't like it. That'll mean what I hate."
Exactly. That's how I feel.
That's the truth.
I'm gonna throw some wrestlers' names out. You give me some one word answer for what you think of them. How's that?
Let's
do it. Brian Pillman.
Genius.
Filthy Animals.
Talented.
Street Profits.
Unique.
Tessa Blanchard's theme.
Well done. Very well done. I like that. Whoever did that was dope. Well done.
Yeah, I listen to that all the time. That's probably one of my favorites right now on the low, that a lot of people would be like, who is that rapping? I'm like, oh, this is Tessa Blanchard's theme. I don't know who made it, but she is dope. I wish they would showcase the artist a little bit more for those songs and impact. Best female wrestler. Sami Callihan.
Big brother, love him to death. The sharpest mind in independence. The sharpest mind in independent pro wrestling history. Sharpest mind, period.
Jimmy Hart, music-wise.
Second greatest theme maker to ever live.
Rick Derringer.
Classic songwriter.
Jim Johnston.
The greatest theme song that could ever exist. There will never be anyone better.
CFOs.
When it's all said and done, they will be top five, top three. They'll be behind Jimmy and both Jimmys, but very talented duo of guys. Very talented.
Last two here. AEW.
Wow. AEW. great opportunity for people to work.
And last but not least, Shane Strickland / Isaiah Swerve Scott.
The best professional wrestler in the world today, 100% biased, and I'm not debating it.
All right, and I got one last question for you before we let you out of here. This is going to sound really familiar probably to you. Tell me the responsibility you feel to the Swerve City podcast and what it has to do for the wrestling community.
I believe that there isn't a podcast out there in the wrestling world of a notable structure that is speaking to our culture. I don't think there is one. Up, Down, Down, made by Xavier Woods, by a black man, has taken video games and given wrestlers an opportunity to break new ground in that realm. The tournaments, everything that he does, all the cons he shows up to, everything. I want the Swerve City podcast to be that for us on the podcast. Just like Up, Up, Down, Down is the video game library for everything wrestling, I want that to be the podcast for us. The fact that WWE is letting us do this is dope. But the fact that we are now getting to a point where we can interview WWE talent, and we and people have known our story in the independence because we started with just me and him. I want our podcast to be one of our culture, to discuss hip-hop, to discuss music. There's no podcast in WWE's realm or to that level that is speaking to our culture on a daily basis, on a weekly basis, monthly basis. You have myself, theme song maker, podcast host, motivational speaker. You got Isaiah, who is an NXT contracted guy, one of the most overall skilled, best characters in wrestling today. And you have Ariel Monroe, who is the most charismatic person I've ever met, period. I've met a lot of charismatic people. That woman oozes charisma. I swear, I've never in my life met someone so charismatic. But us three and our responsibility, I believe that we can become the next big thing for WWE and the next big thing they can put the machine quotation behind and say, hey, this podcast is going to be where we go for everything pro wrestling, for our culture, and for the wrestling culture itself.
I like that everything pro wrestling you added in there. I'm trying to do the same thing, brother, just like you, just trying to get my name out there, put it on the map. So hopefully I can live up to the standards of the Swerve City podcast one day and be right up there with them. But I thank you so much for doing this interview. It was great speaking to you, Montezy. Do you have any shout outs you want to give? You want to promote yourself one last time?
Yes. Couple last things. You guys can follow me at everything, Instagram, Twitter, at TZ Scott. You guys can, you know, listen to all the music, everything Swerve City podcast related. A new single, Broke Boys, and I'm the Man, music video dropping soon. Broke Boys is now available on iTunes, everything digital markets. You guys can check out I'm the Man with me and Isaiah Scott, which is now on everything social media wise. You can check out my Lost Tape series, which is all everything that I've made over these 5 years. I'm putting that on CDs, albums. So Lost Tapes 3 will be dropping November 28th. Lost Tapes 3. So make sure you guys check that out. A lot of music. Check out all the themes I'm making for guys all over the independence. You guys tune in to what's going on there. Follow me, once again, everything at TZ Scott. Instagram, Twitter, YouTube. Follow us at Swerve City Podcast on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. Twitter.com/SwerveCityPod. Follow the podcast. Instagram is Swerve City Podcast Official. Make sure you guys follow that. And that's it, man. I'm blessed to be here, man. Thank you.
Hey, big shout out to Brainbuster Radio for allowing me to talk to you and do this interview with you. My name's Conrad Cushman of Everything Pro Wrestling. Do me a favor, guys. Make sure you check out TZ. I'll have all the links for his stuff down below. I'll have his Twitter handle. I'll have all of that down there. So make sure you guys check out the description box for that. And tomorrow on Brainbuster Radio, you guys will be listening to Wrestle Thoughts, So big shout out to Wrestle Thoughts. Make sure you check them out tomorrow. We are out. TZ, thank you so much for the opportunity, bro.
Bless, King. Keep doing with this podcast. Let me keep listening, bro. Keep putting out this content, man. You got something here, man. Keep pushing.
Thank you. We're out.
Be broke, yeah, but it's okay, yeah, the sun still shines, yeah, on my face, yeah, you only see what's in front of you, so you may not see my beautiful view, yeah, I might be broke, yeah, but it's okay, yeah, the sun still shines, yeah, on my face, yeah, you only see what's yeah. in front of you, so you may not see yeah. my beautiful view.
From a youngin' I've been broke, seen folks hustle for a dollar in between, no, seen shows, lease flows, overtime work in my street clothes, bitten high with no days off, Nick Cage on the grind for the face off, offset overtime how I take off, and I'm off to the jet like I'm made off, made off.
Young boy, got time to kill. Piggy bank empty, got room to fill. But I got a lot of dreams, gonna count a lot of green till my money can spread like a room, my meal. Put my life at ease when I'm worry free. Stress ain't for me, see the smile on me. Now I ain't gon' change this life of mine. It's so divine, I'ma let it shine. But 20 bills in the bank, I'ma be aight. Had a few teenagers, never been a night. But a skirt skirt from my promise, switch gears like a motorbike. Right?
I might be broke, but it's okay. Yeah, the sun still shines, yeah, on my face. Yeah, you only see what's in front of you, so you may not see my beautiful view. Yeah, I might be broke, yeah, but it's okay. Yeah, the sun still shines, yeah, on my face. Yeah, you only see what's in front of you, so you may not see my beautiful view.
Now maybe I seem froze, these woes don't weigh on me like kilo G's. Got a problem, gotta fix it, gonna be it how I'm living. Never need another gimmick, one room is how I'm living. $12, never spend it, I'm the one, blue pill and salary is only 5 digits. Now you see what's new to you, ain't a lick to me. I'ma go on here with my grown ass self and pay for my F-O-O-D-N-E-B-T.
I'm B-I-G-2-B-A-C-T-I-P, call me A-G. Disciple, I write to moonwalk Michael, divine news. Need some fly shoes, times two, spurns like Manu. Grind through, I know the hell in this back. What type of feeling is that? Crabs trying to pull me down while I'm building my stack. Got love for the hood, never gave it back. Out the barrel, now I'm flaw. Can you reel me that?
I might be broke, but it's okay. Yeah, the sun still shines, yeah, on my face. Yeah, you only see what's in front of you, so you may not see my beautiful view. Sometimes it's dark, it might be gray. Before too long, it'll be okay. The journey fee, it might bring tears. Don't fret my dear, your time is near. I might be broke, yeah, but it's okay. Yeah, the sun still shines, yeah, on my face.